Hello, and welcome to A Writer's Journey, the podcast that will talk about everything the aspiring author wants to know about going from blank page to published. I'm Sarah Whitford, and I'm here with my co-host, Terrence Zepke. And today we're on episode number 12, and we're going to talk about what it means to hit the wall. What does it mean to hit the wall? Terrence and I have talked about this, and this is something that every writer will face from time to time, and it can rear its ugly head in so many different ways. We're going to hit on 8 of them today, and hopefully give you some ideas on how to push past these times when these things happen. And so I'm just going to jump right into it, Terrence, if that's all right with you, because we have, like I say, we have 8, so we've got some to work through here. Okay, so what it means to hit the wall, this is when you come to a point and you're writing or working on a novel and you just feel stuck all of a sudden. So let's say you have an outline. Let's say that you're just in that very beginning stages and you have an outline, but you just can't get through one part of it. You're trying to, you know, you have an idea for a book. You sort of have a story in mind, but as you're actually trying to plan it out, you can't get through this one part of it. Terrence, what do you think the solution would be in that case?
Okay, well, first off, I know that a lot of people call it writer's block, but you call it getting stuck and I call it hitting the wall. But whatever you call it, it's a pretty big deal because you can't get past it unless something happens. So I think when you have, and also I did want to say it doesn't have to just be a novel. It can be any kind of book. You know, it can be nonfiction. Whatever you're working on, you can get stuck. You can hit the wall.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think there's two different reasons if you're at the outline stage that you could be getting stuck. And one is that your outline has a major flaw, and maybe you just won't admit that, or you haven't realized it yet. So if this is the case, and you already know, it's just a matter of reworking your outline. Another time I can think of at the outline stage is your outline is basically fine, but maybe there's a part of it you can't get past because it's not getting the job done. And so there's nothing wrong, I think, at that point with taking a little detour. This would be true, I think, basically for fiction. So maybe you can find a smoother transition between two scenes. You know, just go through and figure out, just kind of go rogue with it. And then figure out where your story really needs to go next. And most likely, there's something that needs to happen with your characters at this point, and you just have to keep writing and trying to hit on what that is. And it may not be what you originally thought it was in your outline, and that's where you may have to take your little detour. But that's my thoughts on it.
Well, and I think about outlining when I was outlining The Smuggler's Gambit. You know, I sort of thought that I had things figured out from the outline, but then sometimes you'll actually get into writing and you'll realize that you might have to deviate from your outline. That's okay. It's your book. You can do what you need to do or do what you want to do with it. You know, sometimes you might find that you have too many things happening. Sometimes you might find like you have not enough and you need to cover more ground to get from one point to the next. And so that's where I love to, you know, to go to like to the index cards or something like that. And just start sort of changing the method of trying to work on the outline, and that way maybe you can come up with some other ideas to stick in there to get it to where you need to go. So, well, let's say you're in the middle and you're stuck and you just have no idea what happens next. You know, you're writing your story. This is where you sort of, you know, one of those cases where you hit the proverbial wall, you know, maybe 30,000 words in, 50,000 words in or something like that. So what do you do when you are stuck in the middle and you just can't figure out how to plow ahead?
You know, this happens to a lot of writers. Sarah, did this happen to you in your book? Did you get...
With The Smuggler's Gambit, you know, to tell you the truth, I was so on fire. I really was able to pretty much write straight through. It wasn't until I got to the end. I sort of hit the wall then, but that's because I knew about probably a third of the way through I made some major changes, and I just kept writing as though the changes had already been made. So when I hit the end of it, you know, that was when it happened for me. Not on this one. I didn't hit the wall.
I think for most writers, what happens, my experience, you're on a roll. Mm-hmm. You've written all this good stuff, and then you come back to your story later, and it's just like you've drawn a complete blank. You have no idea where the storyline is going. You thought you left things in a great place to pick up the ball and keep running, and now you can't even see the next step. And if it's true that you were on a roll and now you're stuck, I think the chances are you just need to take a step back and give yourself a couple of days to recharge. Or you may need to rethink what you already wrote. If you've tried this and you're still stuck, you need to do something to get the story moving again. Introduce a new complication or a new character, anything like that. I had read one time that Mark Twain spent months stuck in the middle of Huckleberry Finn before he came up with the notion of having Huck and Jim take the wrong turn on the river and get lost. So
that's fantastic. Well, so yeah. Well, this is what I'm wondering is, you know, is this one of those things? And see, from my past experience in trying to write a novel, because Terrence, you know about my past failed experience, my one past failed experience. But the difference I found this time, as opposed to the last time, was that this time for Smuggler's Gambit, I made an outline. I had an outline, and so it's kind of like I didn't really feel like there was going to be a way for me to get stuck in the middle because I had an outline. I knew where the story was going. Whereas on the, you know, my previous attempt, I didn't have an outline. I sort of had a general idea of where I, you know, what I wanted my story to be about, but I didn't plan it. So I got in the middle and it was as though I had wandered into some, you know, deep forest somewhere and had no idea where I was going or how to get out.
That's a good point. Yeah, an outline, it's not etched in stone. It's a starting point, but you need it. And the other thing I wanted to throw in here, Sarah, is there's no such thing as a failed writer. You learn from everything you've done, like you learned from your experience. So I want to make sure
that's
that everybody
true.
Knows.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, let's say that you've been writing, and you've not hit a wall yet, but you have a terrible feeling that somewhere, you know, it took a wrong turn a while back, and you just don't know how to get it back on track. I have some thoughts about this, if you don't mind me just going right into my opinions on this. This sort of happened to me with my novel. I realized that there were some problems that I needed to set up. I got probably about a third of the way into the book, maybe halfway into the book, and I realized that there were some problems that I had not set up adequately. And so at that point, I did the whole writing as if thing. In other words, I just kept writing as though I had already made the major changes that I realized that I needed to make. And I didn't let that stop me, because if I had gone back at that point and decided to try to fix, you know, all the things that I realized all of a sudden weren't right, I might never have finished my first draft.
That's a really good point there, because the idea is to finish the first draft.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start revising in midstream.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start second guessing yourself. Just get it all out, because there's going to be other points along the way, things are going to change. So if you start that, where is it going to stop?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, so just keep going with it, and then you'll see the big picture when you get done, and you'll know exactly what you need to go back, where and how to fix it there. I've heard some advice give to people about when you get derailed like that, you need to just delete everything and start rewriting. And I cringe when I hear so-called writing experts say that, because you just got to get that first draft done.
Mm-hmm.
It's a first draft, but you've got to get the story down on paper and then start going back and fixing if you took a wrong turn.
Yeah, I made lots of notes, you know, as I would move forward, and I happen to be using Scrivener. I've talked about Scrivener before. I have things on my blog about Scrivener. But, you know, if you whether you use Scrivener or whatever, if you keep a little notepad and or notebook or whatever, and you just make notes as you're plowing ahead, I need to go back and make this person, you know, 55 years old, or I need to go back and change this person's name, or I need to go back and set up this circumstance between these people earlier in the book, or, you know, you can make the notes, and that way when you're done writing everything, you can go back and you can look at the notes, and then you know what to start looking for, so when you start rereading it, you'll know as you come upon those things, and you can just highlight those sections, and you can just dive right in there and start fixing those scenes.
Absolutely.
So, okay, well, let's just say that you're bored or disappointed or unsure about a character. Just something about a character is just not sitting right with you.
Well, you know, there are one-dimensional characters that are there just to help further your story. But basically, as a general rule, characters that don't do anything, they aren't interesting characters. You know what I'm saying? If you're bored, disappointed, unsure about your character, and you're the closest of all your character, imagine how the reader's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't found the thing that your characters really want, or the conflict that's going to spur them into action, or quirky traits that they have. You just haven't developed them sufficiently, or you've just put the wrong protagonist in there. And so you need to just move on with that and work more on your character development before you go any farther with the story.
That's right, and we've talked about that in previous episodes before, and when we put this podcast up, we'll make sure and include links to those, including things like character interview. I know we've been talking about this, but I'm done with the second draft of Smuggler's Gambit. I've been reading through it and writing little things to just try to improve dialogue, improve pacing, and things like that. These aren't major story revisions. These are, you know, sort of finessing it and getting it more to what I want it to be. But there have been a couple of places where, as I was reading, my protagonist, his actions on a couple of occasions sort of made me cringe. And it occurred to me that I had gotten some places where I had written scenes that were just inconsistent with his behavior. Specifically, there's one scene where he has to go let someone know about the fact that they're being spied on. And he's a confident guy. He's supposed to be a confident guy. But I actually put in the scene when I wrote it that he was nervous while he was waiting to talk to the person. And I don't know why I did that when I first wrote it. Maybe I was thinking that I would be nervous if I was about to do this. But this my hero in my book shouldn't have been nervous. This was not a circumstance. And so, you know, sometimes you just need to make sure that your character is consistent throughout. You know, that their behaviors make sense throughout. And so if you're disappointed in a character, you might find that you've not really made them consistent. And that's something that you might want to look at. So.
And I do want to make sure, I think that was episode number 8 we did, Who's Your Protagonist? But it really talked about all the characters in your story. And I think we did a really good job of talking about that, because early on, you need to have your character developed and have a really good sense. Then, like you said, as you go along, make sure that you're consistent with what you've, you know, mapped out for your character. But I really just don't think you're going to get a good story if you don't have a good character development.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so what if you start questioning everything about your story and you don't know what to do? You're all of a sudden, you just have this terrible feeling wash over you that this is all garbage. I don't think this is very good. What do you do? What do you do when this happens?
And you know, you never outgrow that. It's called being a writer. And there's a little voice, a little inner critic that pops on there, you know, at some stage. Often when you're doing your revisions is when he'll come sit on your shoulder and
he's
tell you.
He's come to visit me recently, and I'm just telling him, shut up. I know I have a good story. So
yeah, I mean, really, the chances are the ideas aren't nearly as bad as this little inner voice is telling you. But in any case, it's okay, because that's what rewrites are all about. You can fix anything during the revision process.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep going, keep moving forward, and see where your story goes, and then just, you know, maybe after all is said and done, you will say this is garbage. But don't question yourself from the get-go or every stage of the way. You know, just get on with the story and finish a first draft, and then, you know, start looking at what you need to do.
Well, you know, one thing that I was reading it a couple of days ago. In fact, I was going back and revisiting, it was one of my many, many writing books. I don't even remember which one now. But it was, you know, it was talking about some problems that you can sometimes run into when you're, for instance, in the revisions process. And it says, it had like a little list of questions about things, you know, things that you can ask yourself as you're going through the revisions. And one of them made sense to me, and that is your final story, not final in its final form, but, you know, once you're done writing your first draft, is it measuring up to the maybe the tagline that you wrote, because you should be able to summarize your story, you know, in a couple of sentences before you even start writing. Because if you don't have a story, and Terrence, you have done just such a good job at getting this through to me back years ago when I, you know, you've heard me talking about writing, you need to be able to have a story that you can describe in a couple of lines, you know, a couple of sentences. And if once you're done writing everything, it doesn't match up with what your original, you know, tagline was or your original quick summary was, you might need to revisit. You might be happier with the way your story has turned out than what your original tagline was. But if it's, you know, you might find that you're disappointed if it's not lining up with that, because you might have thought that original idea was really great and your novel's just not accomplishing that. So
that's a good, yeah, good point.
Okay, now let's just say you just can't think of the right words for what you're trying to convey in one paragraph. And you know what? This happens. This has happened to me so many times. I'm thinking, I know what this scene is supposed to do. I know what's supposed to be happening here. But just sometimes it's the transition of, you know, getting a character into position to have a conversation. Sometimes it's the description of a scenario. I mean, whatever it might be. It's, you know, you just, it's like all of a sudden you can't find the words to say what you don't even maybe know what you want to say exactly. And it can be really frustrating because you feel like, I know where this is supposed to be going. Why can't I just write this down? What's going on there?
Yeah, it's amazing the places and the situations when we're writing where we get just stuck like this, and you kind of run yourself crazy because you're like, there's no reason for me to be stuck at this one passage.
Uh-huh.
This narrative here, this is, you know, stop it. And then you kind of make it worse.
Uh-huh.
You know, just carrying on about it. So, but I think just take a breath, you know, take a beat, and there's nothing wrong with spending a big block of time getting one sentence or one paragraph or one page right.
Mm-hmm.
I think people feel like you're wasting time because you're supposed to be getting 500 words a day done or whatever, you know, 3 pages done, whatever. But don't get hung up on all that, because it's important that you get it right. So because it makes a big difference as far as what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say just, you know, work through it there. Just spend the time, stay calm, and it'll all, you know, It'll all work out.
And on the other hand, if it's causing you too much anxiety to just work on that, and you feel like, you know, you're in quicksand, because that can happen. Sometimes you can feel like that. You can just, you know, in your draft, put it in brackets. Have character do this here. Or, you know, in other words, write one sentence, put it in brackets, and that way you'll know when you come back through the draft again to add that in. And you might find that once you've gotten everything written and then you come to that scene, you find that it's easier. So that's another one of those situations where you can write as if, you know, you can write as if you've already done the thing, but you haven't. You've put a note in there to come back to it later. You can't do this throughout your whole novel. You'll really not have a draft when you're done, but it's not a problem. I know that I did this with Smuggler's Gambit. As when I was writing the first draft, there were two or three places where I'm like, I'm wasting too much time on this stupid scene. I cannot get past this stupid scene. So I would literally just put in brackets what was supposed to happen there, you know, and just maybe a sentence or two. And then I knew when I started going back through it to do my first round of revisions, I needed to add that in. And it was so much easier when I went back through the second time.
That's good advice.
Yeah. So, and it's, you know, it's, hey, whatever works, you know, getting that first draft done, you just got to get it done, get that, I've heard them call them information dump, you know, and whatever, just get it done. Okay. So let's say you have a cool idea in your head for a scene or a story, but you're actually writing it now, but it's just not coming out the way that you thought it would or it should.
You know, this has happened to me. I'm an idea person. I've got a million ideas in my head all the time, and then I start writing it down, and it just didn't come out the way, you know, it started in my head. And some reasons for this is I had an idea that was outside of a genre I was familiar with. And so I think, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
you can actually, you know, you need to stick with things you know about and all. And so I kind of just knew, you know, that was a really good idea, but it wasn't something I could write. But if you have something that you are able to write now, I just say don't give up too fast. It's possible that part of your idea is a good one, but you just need to rethink the execution of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes it's helpful to try writing your story or part of your narrative from a different character's point of view, because you may not have the right point of view, and maybe you haven't properly, or I'm thinking maybe you haven't properly developed your protagonist. And so these are things that can really kind of, you know, mess you up when you start writing. And these are both things we've talked about in earlier episodes of A Writer's Journey, that I recommend going back to the point of view and the protagonist episodes for that. But
well, here's kind of a dirty little secret. At least it has been for me. I'm going to write a blog post about this soon, because I've decided it's confession time. And I have found myself doing this, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Terrence, but there have been times where I've had cool ideas for scenes or for story arcs in my mind, and I've thought about them, but there's a part of me as a writer that can get lazy, and I think, I don't want to do that, because that's going to be a whole lot of work going back and, you know, and writing all of that, or I'm going to have to make such massive changes to do that, you know. This has happened to me with Smuggler's Gambit, and I've had to fight it so that I could just force myself to go back and make some of these changes that I know are going to make the story better. So sometimes that might happen, and that might not be truly hitting the wall or being stuck, but it's kind of a wall that you throw up in front of yourself as though you're stuck, when in reality you probably know, or you might know which way things should go, but you just might be reluctant to go in that direction because it's going to be a lot of work.
Right.
Yeah. So that can happen. Anyway, and I don't like admitting that, you know, that I can be lazy as a writer. You know, I think to myself, gosh, you know, I'm writing this story. I'm totally in control. Nobody else knows what it's going to be about until I'm done with it, you know. But at the same time, we have to, as writers, make our work the very best it can possibly be. And we shouldn't let anything deter us from that. Because, you know what, once you get done with it, if you haven't just given it your absolute very best effort, you're going to second guess and wonder, well, what if I had done this? So, okay, you're revising your work, and you can't see your way past all of that text that you've already written, all those tens of thousands of words. So what do you do?
Well, I'm going to be honest, revisions are a nightmare, no doubt. At this stage, I don't think you're stuck. I don't think you have writer's block. I don't think you've hit the wall. Mm-hmm. I think you're just overwhelmed trying to figure out how to fix certain glaring, obvious mistakes in your novel.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be anything from consistencies to transitions to dialogue, and all the above. And let's face it, that's overwhelming. That's where you start to, you talk about being a lazy writer, that's where you start to say, I just don't want to do this. And my aunt always used to say something to me when I was a kid and I didn't want to do something, it seemed too much or overwhelming. She would say, the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just true with writing. You start with the first scene and get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do another scene and another scene, you know, and you just keep going from there.
Well, that's when it hit me, was the lazy thing in my revisions, because Terrence, you know what a big deal it was when I finished my first draft. I was so happy that I had finished my first draft, and I knew I had some really substantial changes I needed to make. But I ended up having a conversation with my brother one Saturday afternoon. He was here visiting, and I was talking to him about the story, and I was trying to sort of brainstorm with him through a problem that I felt like there was in setting up the scheme with the villain. And he ended up having some really good input, and as we talked, I sort of started thinking about another way I could do things, and part of me was reluctant. I was like, oh, that's going to be so much work. I'm going to have to go back and I'm going to have to just completely scrap some scenes, and I'm going to have to rewrite some scenes. And I did a sort of a calculation at the end of my first draft, after I went through everything before I started making my first round of revisions, and I ended up cutting close to 20,000 words.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, so it was like 16 plus thousand words, but yeah. Then I ended up having to add back 30,000 just to get it to regular novel length. So that was a little bit painful And I did have sort of that, there was a little part of me that felt kind of lazy about it, like, I don't want to do that. But you have to do it, to make your story as good as you possibly can. So, now that I'm through with the now that I'm through with the major revisions, huge like story structural revisions. Yeah, boy, I can see the revisions are just, I mean, I had no idea how much harder revisions would be than just writing the first draft.
Yeah, it's so funny, Sarah, because I've been through all this before you. And
Yes.
so when you called me and you said, I'm really going to do this. I'm going to write this book and all." And I said, "Sarah, you're a perfectionist. And I'm concerned you're never going to get finished because you're going to start, going through all along and just, So I said, I was really concerned that you just get your first draft on paper, then you start all the revisions. And so I was really proud that you were able to do that because the listeners don't know you like I do,
That's
and
right.
you're very much a perfectionist, and that's just not something that can work well in the first draft
No, and
for your
it
first
was good.
novel.
Yeah, it was really good advice, and that's really just what, one of the big things that spurred me on to just writing as if.
Yeah.
And I can't stress that enough because that saved me. And there have been so many other writers that I've talked about who are working on their first novels, and I've passed that little piece of advice along to them, and they're, it's like it's a revelation, and you wouldn't
Yeah.
think it would be. You would think that should be common sense, but there's a lot of things that sometimes you just can't see the forest for the trees, and you need somebody standing on the outside looking in to say, "Hey, just do this. This is fine." So anyway,
Well, that's what I wanted to from this episode. I want every aspiring writer, everyone that's out there working on something or getting ready to work on something or whatever, I just want you to know that you're not alone. This is not a unique problem. Every writer hits the wall at some point. It's just part of the process. It's nothing to be overly concerned about unless you can't get unstuck. And that's what the point of this was to give you this episode. We're giving you some real ways, solutions to getting unstuck. But the bottom line is, you just got to keep writing.
That's right.
Don't make and you can make excuses. When you hit the wall, you can start saying, "Well, I really didn't have time. I've got this new job, or I've got a baby," or you can say all kinds of things and make excuses, but you got to keep writing and get past that point. And then you'll look back and you'll say, like you, Sarah, happy you are that you got past that
Oh, it
point.
was huge.
Yeah. Okay, I have my quote for the day for
Okay,
you.
okay.
Okay, it's Mark Lawrence, and he says, "Writing is a fairly lonely business unless you invite people in to watch you do it, which is often distracting, and then you have to ask them to leave." I just thought
Yeah,
that
that is pretty funny. I don't think I would invite anyone in to watch me write.
was
So,
funny.
okay, well, I think this was a good episode. I'm glad we did it, and I hope you listeners enjoyed it. And
Oh, I have some resources I'll be posting, and I'll give you to post on your site as well.
oh, good. Okay. Well,
Yeah.
so just to let everyone know, you can listen to this podcast. You can check out the resources on my website, sarawitford.com. That's SarawitFord.com. And Terrence Zepke's website, which is TerranceZepke.com. You can also subscribe to A Writer's Journey on iTunes. And we hope that you'll join us again for another episode. Thanks so much.